Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Montana Moves and Meals Well Chat. I am one of your hosts, Neil Andrews, and with me here today is our other co-host,
Kristen Stokes.
And we work for the Montana University System Wellness Program, and this is our very first podcast, and we're gonna call this the Well Chat because it's gonna be an opportunity to chat about health and wellness with our employees around the awesome state of Montana, and then it's on the internet. So if you found your way here and you're just interested in having awesome health and well-being, then welcome. You're welcome to join. And so we're I guess broadcasting is the word you would use from our office on the campus of Montana State University. It is May 17th, 2017, and it is snowing, and it's been snowing pretty good all day. And you want to talk about how we started our day?
Yeah. It is Bike to Work Week, Woo-hoo! National Bike to Work Week. And despite the pouring rain, we decided to ride our bikes anyway.
And are we riding our bikes home as well?
Yes, now in the snow.
The streets are still, well, they're not dry, but they're clear of snow and ice. So I think we'll be okay. So we're embracing Bike to Work Week. Bike to Work Week in Montana is always probably one of our snowiest weeks of the
universe
year.
Knows.
Yes, the universe knows that it's Bike to Work Week. So what we wanted to do for this episode one of the Well Chat is just really introduce ourselves and kind of what we're about and what the Montana University System Wellness Program is about, and kind of set you up for some future episodes, and hopefully you'll check back in and maybe make it a regular thing to have our little Well Chats together. So I'm gonna make you tell about yourself first. Who are you, Kristen?
So I am Kristen, and I'm a registered dietitian. I got my degree in food and nutrition from Montana State University here in Bozeman, although I love you guys over at UM still. I love the Grizzlies as well. And then after I graduated, I did my dietetic internship in Boston at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Moved back to Montana. I love Montana. And I spent a couple of years working as a clinical dietitian up at Bozeman Deaconess Hospital. And I also did some work for Team Nutrition, which is the nutrition education component of school meals. And now coming up on 5 years with the MUS Wellness Program.
Awesome. I'm going to ask Kristen a couple of follow-up questions because we want to know. How was Boston? What was that like?
It was an amazing educational experience, and I really enjoyed the city. I was only there for a little over a year, so I got to experience a good taste of it. And I really love the city, and I want to go back.
What was the did you have like an emphasis area as far as nutrition when you're doing that internship?
Yeah, so it was a very clinically focused internship. So the majority of my time was spent in the hospital with the inpatient population. So people actually staying overnight in the hospital.
Okay. And when did you graduate from MSU?
2009.
Okay. All right. Wow. So you're... been out 8 years, mm-hmm. probably this month, right?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What has changed in the world of food and nutrition in the last 8 years? So, like, if you went back and you, like, did your degree all over again, are there any areas that are, like, new? Or are there any areas, like, that you guys, when you were in school, I'm not trying to, like, you know, make you dated here, but well, like, what's new in the field of nutrition and food study that, like, if you were going to school now, you'd be excited to learn about?
Oh man, that is a really tough question. While I think of perhaps some specifics, I will just say that nutrition is an evolving area of study, and it is always changing, which some people find, I think, really frustrating, because it's like, well, you used to say that fat was really bad for me, and now I'm supposed to include it in my diet. It's a relatively new field, if you look at all of the sciences. And so that, to me, is what makes it exciting, because you do have to stay on top of things. So I think, you know, quite a few things have probably changed in the field of nutrition, especially when it comes to trends. I don't know that there's a particular area. I think one of the areas of emphasis that some people are looking at, there's a couple things that come to mind. The first is how nutrition and our genetics interact. And that is something that I think was just starting when I was going through school. And then the other one is our gut microbiome, which I focused on a bit this spring in some of the education that we do. But that is definitely an emerging area of focus as well.
So I want you to take a note. I'm interested in the nutrition and genetics. That would be an interesting well chat. And so I'm glad Kristen mentioned a lot of that, just the evolving science, because one of the things that we envision doing on the well chat is it's a good forum to talk about kind of latest research, what's in the scientific literature with nutrition, exercise, stress, sleep, all the things that go together to make up our overall health and well-being. So one of the things that we'll be doing during the well chat is maybe picking an article, picking some of the latest research and diving into to what that says, because as wellness professionals, that's our job to help you guys who are trying to make, you know, the best decisions for your health. Sometimes it is overwhelming, and we you know, we live in an age where you can Google whatever you want, and you know, sometimes you get pretty good information and sometimes not so much. And so if we can help out kind of wading through some of that gray, fuzzy area when it comes to exercise and diet and nutrition, that's one thing that we want to do.
Now, I think you should tell everyone who you are, Neil.
Oh, thank you. I'm Neil Andrews, and I'm the exercise and fitness specialist for MUS. I have a master's degree in exercise science, and my undergraduate is actually in English and secondary education. Some of you who know me, I don't know if you knew that, but I'm an English guy, so I like to read and write and also talk. Got my master's degree at the University of Arkansas. Before I moved to Montana, I was in New York City for 4 years. I was a personal trainer and an educator for a gym called Equinox. Equinox has started in New York City, and now they have locations in a lot of the major cities in the United States, and they've even gone international. I think they have. I know they have a place in London and now maybe one in Canada. But they're all over the major cities of the United States. And one thing I really liked about working for Equinox is that they had an in-house education program for all their personal trainers. So personal trainers there are a lot of different certifications that personal trainers can get, and a lot of them have different emphasis areas, and maybe some of them are a little more like prestigious or credible than others. But Equinox had their own in-house education for new trainers, and so that all of their trainers would have some kind of like baseline shared knowledge of anatomy and physiology and biomechanics and training principles. And because I had my master's in exercise science, I actually got to teach and be an instructor for Equinox, as well as being a personal trainer. So that was a tremendous, like, those 4 years in New York were just a tremendous period of like growth and learning for me. Where I got to, you know, I got to talk about all this stuff, but also got to put it into practice. They were a company that was very focused on continuing education, so got to go to a lot of seminars and workshops and clinics, and always trying to expand my knowledge of exercise. So now in Montana, kind of try to do the same thing. With our employee population, and really the population that I worked with by and large in New York is kind of our same demographic here, as far as, you know, we're somewhere between, most of us are somewhere between like 30 and, you know, 65, yeah. The people that we're working with, and trying to balance you know, a busy life with a healthy lifestyle, and sometimes that's really challenging. But I really have a love for just the science of exercise and fitness, and I'll also try to practice that in my daily life. I like running and biking and hiking and swimming and basically anything that involves being outside, particularly and moving. So it was really nice when I moved to Montana, because there's such just a variety of things to do. You know, if you like being outside and being physically active, this is an awesome place to be. So I feel really lucky to be here.
Now I get to ask a couple follow-ups. Sure, yeah. So the first, and maybe you alluded to it right there, but you got your undergrad degree in English,
mm-hmm.
Then you made the switch to exercise science. That seems like a pretty drastic switch, and I wanted to know what inspired that.
That's a good question. There were a few things that were kind of at some interplay there. So my undergraduate English was at Arkansas State University, and I ran track and cross country at Arkansas State University. And when I graduated, I'd had a pretty good season. My best track and field and cross country season then, and I really wasn't interested in, like, I wanted to keep competing. And my coach at the time had some wonderful advice, because I was you know, kind of kicking around the idea of going to grad school, and he said something I'll never forget, and some of you may know exactly what I'm talking about, but he said, "Neil, right now you're poor, and when you're poor, it's easier to stay poor." But once you get out in the real world and, you know, start getting a paycheck, you get used to that really quickly, and it's hard to go back to being poor. So I was like, that sounds like sage advice. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to grad school. I'm going to get it done. And I wanted to be in a place where I could still train, do my running training. And basically the choice, I could have stayed at Arkansas State and gotten a master's degree in English, and I could have continued to like train at, you know, the place that I was familiar with. But then I also had an opportunity to, I learned about a job at the University of Arkansas, and it was in their academic counseling department. And so they were looking for, it was a graduate assistantship, and it was for an academic counselor with the track and field team. And the University of Arkansas track and field team is like national class. They are awesome. They're national championships in indoor, outdoor track and cross country are, I've lost count. It used to be in the 30s, but I don't know if they've like eclipsed 40 by now. But I mean, just a dynasty. Most people probably don't know that because nobody cares about track and field and in the United States. But they have quite the program. They had an exercise science program, and in undergrad, because I was a secondary education person, I was interested in going into coaching. So I was thinking, at that time in my life, I was thinking I would teach and coach at the secondary level. That's where my career trajectory was at the time. And I did have an interest in English. Most people who go that route, or a lot of people that go that route, will just, you know, be a physical education major. So I actually, if you want to teach a certain subject in high school, you major in that subject. So I went English, and then I took a coaching minor. And so in the coaching minor, there were different classes for where you learned, like, you know, this coaching strategies for football, because you can totally like do that in a semester, right? Just everything you need to know about, you know, how to coach basketball in one semester. But also we had to take a basic physiology class. We had to take athletic training, basically talking about like how to deal with injuries and, you know, administer first aid and just, you know, deal with all these types of injuries that are sports related. And I like all of those kind of sports science classes I just loved. And so when I was thinking about, you know, this transition to grad school, that had piqued my interest. So I was like, well, maybe, you know, I'm a runner, I'm an athlete, I'm really interested in all this kind of sports science stuff. University of Arkansas, I could kind of get in with their track program and, diversify a little bit, you know, get this other degree. And so that's kind of how that happened.
Awesome. I don't know that I have.
That's it. That's the only. That's okay.
Okay. No, I do have one quick one. For someone who grew up in Montana, I had very little, I guess, ideas or concept of Arkansas. So in, 30 seconds, can you tell people what some of the best parts about that state are?
The humidity, the mosquitoes, the bone-chilling wet winter cold. Actually, I love Arkansas. Barbecue is good in Arkansas. Fried catfish is good. The Mexican food is good in Arkansas. There's a theme here. There's a lot of regional food down there that I like. The northwest portion of Arkansas has the Arkansas does have hills. I won't call them mountains because we have mountains in Montana. Arkansas has hills, and so you have a lot of just really nice natural areas. In fact, Arkansas is called the natural state. That is its motto. And lakes, rivers, forests, hills. Rock climbing is good. Hiking is good. Boating is good. So that Arkansas is probably responsible. I would say that I do have a love and an affinity for outdoors and so my time in Arkansas, I would say, is responsible for that. And the people are very friendly. We're Southerners, so really, really friendly people down there.
cool.
That's a good question.
Makes me want to go to Arkansas.
You've never been, right?
I have never been.
Okay.
Nope. All right, so now that you guys have an idea of who we are, I wanted to ask Neil, where did the idea for Montana Moves come from?
Okay, because a lot of people, like, we get that a lot. Like, what is this, like, what is Montana Moves? What is Montana Meals? Actually, the day after I was interviewed for the MUS job, and I'd flown out from New York City to interview in Helena, and the day after the interview, I went on a hike. My parents actually lived in Bozeman. They had retired here. I guess it's been like 8 or 9 years. So I did have a Montana connection before moving out here. So I was staying with my parents because I was like, if I'm going to go out there to interview, I might as well like spend a couple of days and enjoy Montana. So I was on a hike the day after the interview, and it was actually, for those of you in the Bozeman area, I was on Middle Cottonwood Trail in the Bridgers, and I was coming back down. It was in May, and I had gone as far up as the snow line allowed me. So yeah, as I'm looking out the window here, it's continuing. This is like a February snow.
It looks like winter.
It looks like winter. This is weird. So as I was coming back down from that hike, I was actually brainstorming, these are the things I would do if I got this job. And I was just basically going through like what I would actually do in this job. And I just had an epiphany. Those of you who exercise regularly, hopefully you're like me, like all your best ideas come to you when you're exercising. I always have my best ideas like either during exercise or actually like in the shower afterwards, because like, I don't know, my brain is just free to roam. So I was on this hike and I was coming back down, and I thought, I'm going to have a program called Montana Moves, and it's going to be all about like encouraging people to get out and be active and be fit in Montana. And then I was like, oh, I'm so excited about this. I just want to like tell somebody this. And I thought, I wonder if I should like email the people that interviewed me and say, hey, I had this idea. and I really debated. I was like, what if they think that's like a little too like forward or aggressive, or I don't know. But I was like, whatever, I'm gonna do it. I'm just because I needed to thank them, you know, for having me for the interview anyway. So I was like, I'll send them an email, I'll say thank you, and then by the way, here's this idea I had. So I did it, and I guess it worked.
Turns out that was a good move.
I got hired. So it was pretty early on, did I tell you,
mm-hmm.
like about Montana Moves? Do
yes.
you remember like that conversation? I kind of remember the conversation.
I think you told me that story and then explained your idea. Probably within the first week of us working together.
Okay. Because, yeah, when Kristen and I started, we were starting from scratch. It was coming to work, and it, you know, it's like, okay, you're hired, build this program. And so we had a lot, there's a lot of brainstorming.
Yes.
At the beginning, and a lot of talking ideas. So I told you about Montana Moves. And then you...
And then there's a much less exciting story for Montana Meals.
She just wanted in.
I wanted in. Yeah, I wanted my own piece of this. No, just, you know, Neil's area of expertise is exercise and fitness. And I felt like it'd be great to have a complementary program to go along with that as far as nutrition goes. So nutrition focus, encouraging people to eat a healthy diet, stay up to date on nutrition recommendations, and, you know, the Mon- the name Montana Meals fit right in.
Okay. And so I think this is maybe a good time to kind of segue into what's next. And in our next couple of episodes, we're going to go into a little more detail about the philosophy of Montana Moves and the philosophy of Montana Meals, which is really like Kristen's philosophy of nutrition, and then like my philosophy of exercise and fitness. So we're gonna go there in some subsequent episodes. Like we said, we want to bring kind of a scientific based, literature based knowledge to you guys, keep you up to date on what's going on in the literature with exercise, nutrition, anything wellness related. We want to tell stories. Sometimes we get some good stories from different campuses. I've got an event coming up this summer that I think will generate some good stories. I'm going to be riding my bicycle across our amazing state and at the end of June and July. I'm calling that the RAM, the ride across Montana. So sure, I'll have some stories from the road there. And then we also just wanted this to be a place where you can get the latest news and updates from us regarding your MUS wellness program. Chris and I always have joked that we need like a press conference. So this is going to be our little press conference too. So really the only news, I guess, that we have, we do have, for those of you who participate in our online incentive program, we've got some new challenges that are going to roll out next week, starting Sunday, May 21st.
That's coming up, right, 4 days.
Probably, yeah, really quickly.
Really soon.
So we'll see how fast I can publish this podcast, because that's the next step. This is new to us. This is totally new, but I've had a fun first episode.
Me too.
Fun first episode. Okay. You want to tell them, I don't think it's too early to talk about, just tease your webinar that's coming up in June.
Yes. So I will be doing a webinar on June 15th. That is a Thursday at noon. And it's called Practical Nutrition Strategies. So Neil and I travel the state in the spring and the fall for well checks, our health screenings. And as we were interacting and talking with people at those well checks, I asked a lot of people for their personal nutrition strategies. So what works for them? What tips, you know, what little tricks do people use to help them eat a healthier diet? So I've been collecting those tips all spring from MUS employees, and I'm going to share them on the webinar.
Can't wait. Okay. We did it.
We did it.
We recorded the Montana Moves and Montana Meals Well Chat. We've been talking about doing this podcast for a while now. So we recorded it.
Yes.
Good job. We didn't know what was going to happen. And now it's on me to try to get it on the internet. And if you hear it, then you will know
then
that
we were
successful, and then we can record another and another. So we hope this is just another way that you guys can get some awesome news, information, and maybe inspiration from your Montana University wellness team. And until next time, be well.